God, you know, looks on the heart, and he looks on the willingness of our heart and the intent of our heart. He doesn't look on our ability. Our ability doesn't qualify us to do anything because we can't do anything. But when he's asking us to do something and we see it and it's God-sized, we know we can't do it. We look at it and we think, I could never do that. Like I could never do what I'm doing. I can't do this thing. Only he can. He looks on the willingness of our heart. So it's really good to decide to have a yes in your heart before he asks you anything. So that you're ready when he does ask you to do the impossible and see the invisible. Because more and more as the day approaches, these are the things he's going to look for in those who will be strong and do exploits. So you've really got to sit down and decide what your faith response is going to be, because it's by faith from first to last. If you have a struggle believing that you are the beloved of God on whom his favour rests, you have got some choices to make. And believing is a hard-nosed choice. It's not about what we feel, it's about what he says. He says, you are my beloved. My desire is towards you. So you get to choose then whether you believe that his desire really is towards you or not. Should you go into false modesty and decide that you don't believe that you are his desire, you will find yourself ending up with low self-worth, low self-esteem, self-hatred, self-pity, and everything else that goes with self. Because instead of your faith reaching to the heights that he's at, it plops to the floor. And you find yourself, instead of being a souffle, you're a pancake. So the sensible thing to do is to decide to agree with God before he says anything and be at peace with him. Father, whatever you say, yes. Whatever you say, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. We used to sing it with great gusto. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. When it comes to it, when push comes to shove, it's no, Lord, no, Lord, and no, Lord again. And you can't say no and Lord in the same breath. Because if you're saying no, he isn't Lord. So think about it, beloved. Do you want to live in mediocrity? Bumping along the floor, just scraping in by the skin of your teeth? Or do you want to go home in a blaze of glory, having been strong and done exploits? It's just a simple choice. Choices empower or disempower. Have a think about the choices that you've recently made in your life and see whether they are empowering or disempowering you. God bless.